Three.
Three what?
Years old.
Okay. If it happened on this date, this very day last year, it happened exactly?
A year ago today.
You look up at the sky and you say almost all the rest of this is weather. I don't like the looks of those
clouds.
Mm-hmm. On a day like today, when the sun was shining and there were no clouds, what kind of a day was it?
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And the opposite kind of day, which we'll probably have tomorrow.
Right, rain.
Or?
Cloudy.
Okay, any other terms for that?
Stormy.
Or if it's not really raining, it just looks
gloomy.
Mm-hmm. All right, if it's been fair and then the clouds are coming in, you'd say the weather is?
Clouding up.
Okay. If it's been cloudy and the clouds pull away, the weather is?
Clearing up.
Okay. All right, we did those. All night long, the wind?
Blew.
All right. The wind has?
Blown.
And listen to the wind?
Blow.
Okay. If the wind is coming from that direction, you say the wind is?
South.
And what about the south?
Southerly. What? Southerly
the
wind?
The wind is, do the whole sentence. The wind is, it's coming from
coming from the south. Coming from the south.
Okay.
If south is what you're after, I'm trying to show a direction.
That, generally speaking, is south, somewhere over that way. If it's raining just a little bit, just a few drops, it's
drizzling.
Okay. Would you ever use any other term for that?
Misting.
Okay. Which is lighter?
Mist.
Mm-hmm. What about a heavy white
sprinkling.
Mist? Sprinkling. How does that relate?
Just about third on the ladder, down. It's more rain.
Okay. Mist, drizzle, sprinkle. Is that right?
Drizzle and sprinkle are almost the same thing, but drizzle is more of messy old drizzle, but a sprinkle is just kind of like under a sprinkler.
Mm-hmm.
It's clean, crisp drips.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I'm making that up. That's my definition.
Mm-hmm. I think I have fairly much the same idea of it. What do you call it when you get up and there's this heavy white stuff in the air and you can't see across the street?
Snow.
No.
Fog. Oh.
Yes.
Yeah,
fog. And you say it's a what day?
Foggy.
Mm-hmm. If there's been no rain for weeks and weeks, you're having a
drought.
Suppose it's a shorter time than that. Just like 2 weeks, maybe, with no rain. Or do you have a name?
Do you? Is there one?
Well, some people say a dry spell is shorter than a
drought. Oh, yeah, a dry spell. Okay.
Okay. If the wind has been gentle and it's now getting stronger, you would say it's
getting windier. I wouldn't say that.
Well, I would say that. The wind is
getting stronger.
Okay.
Blowing harder.
Okay. If it's the opposite, it's been strong and now it's getting weaker, it's
easing up.
Mm-hmm. On a morning in the fall when you go out of doors, or I guess this morning, where you definitely need something on you, you say it's a little bit
nippy.
Okay.
Chilly.
Mm-hmm. Anything else? Ever hear Irish?
Huh. I don't use it, but I've heard it.
Okay. If it was just cold enough to kill the tomatoes and flowers, last night we had a white coating on the ground. Not snow.
Frost.
Mm-hmm.
Jack frost.
Okay. Last night the lake?
Froze.
Mm-hmm.
Frozen.
Yeah.
Has frozen.
If the pond might?
Freeze.
Mm-hmm. And this one I should have asked you back when we were talking about the rooms of the house, and I forgot to. Do you know an older term for living room?
Parlor.
Okay.
Sitting room.
Okay. Are they the same thing? Just older names?
I really don't think so. Maybe the sitting room would be, but not the parlor. Or the parlor would be, but not the sitting room. One, I just had a connotation of a place that you said, a very formal
mm-hmm.
place, and a living room might be where you receive guests and all that.
Which is it, parlor or sitting room? It's formal.
That's what I'm trying to decide.
Okay, one or the other. And in just talking about the height of rooms, just how high would you say the ceiling is? It doesn't have to be.
In this house?
Yeah.
11 feet.
Okay.
How tall are
I have no idea.